This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The movie Battleship, based on the board game, opens today in the U.S. It is familiar summer fare. It has firepower on a military scale. It has ear-punishing pyrotechnics. It has aliens, and it even has Liam Neeson. But Bob Mondello says, in one respect, Battleship is an outlier.
Weapons tight. On everything loaded.
Battleship may not be any good, but it is undeniably ours. American from the Water Up, a Universal Studios picture about an alien invasion, crammed with special effects from industrial light and magic, and set largely on American warships. Still, while this sci-fi epic is definitely homegrown, American audiences are the last ones on Earth who are getting to see it. Battleship first hoisted anchor 6 weeks ago in Japan. It cruised to Europe a week later, then steamed into Russia and Pakistan, and has since docked in every movie port of call on the planet except the U.S., Canada, and Paraguay. That release plan would have been unthinkable a decade or so ago when it was a given that a Hollywood film opened first in the U.S., but American box office has remained basically stable for the last decade, while overseas box office has skyrocketed. And with most blockbusters now earning twice as much overseas as they do in this country, it makes sense to take advantage of scheduling quirks elsewhere.
Guys, I'm bringing the party to you.
The Avengers, for instance, opened here on May 4th, but it opened a week earlier in 39 other countries because May 1st is a national holiday in most of the world, Labor Day. May Day crowds everywhere from France to Brazil to Hong Kong helped the avenging superheroes earn almost $200 million for their labors before they nailed down the biggest opening weekend in American history. And while it took Battleship 6 weeks rather than one, it's done much the same thing. This isn't a magic bullet, though. Sometimes it's good for a film to open here and get an international buzz going before it heads overseas.
The time has come to select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual Hunger Games.
Industry observers say that the Hunger Games, which was a massive hit with all age groups in this country, might have benefited internationally had it waited a week or two to open elsewhere. That way, the big American opening would have raised the film's profile with older audiences overseas, and it might have played to more than just teenagers initially. The reverse can also happen. The animated kid flick Rio, for example, is thought to have benefited here from a sort of international tryout tour.
The only other blue macaw is in Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil?
School holidays in other countries led to Rio opening overseas a week before it opened in the U.S., and it was a smash, that weekend's biggest opening worldwide. The American press picked up on the film's success, and a kid flick that had been struggling to make an impression opened a good deal better than expected.
What are you doing?
Getting out of here.
I can't.
What? You can't what?
Oh, I can't.
This sort of thing also happens with pictures aimed at older audiences. Later this summer, The Amazing Spider-Man will amaze Japan and New Zealand 5 days before it amazes the U.S. And if you've been waiting decades for Ridley Scott to make a prequel to Alien and just can't wait any longer, now you'll have an option. Hop on a plane to Europe.
Whatever that probe is picking up, it's reading life form.
Ridley Scott's Prometheus will open a week early in Europe to get ahead of soccer's Euro Cup, which its producers think will be a huge distraction for their male target audience. If, on the other hand, you're desperate to see the new Bourne movie, the first one without Matt Damon, stay right where you are.
Welcome to the program.
The Bourne legacy may globetrot all over the world, but it will open in the U.S. on August 3rd and won't reach most of the locations where it was shot until almost a month later. I'm Bob Mondello.